Monday.
Yeah, it was gross.
Rundown. Is July.
June 16th.
Right?
17, I think.
18. June 18th. The Rundown is brought to you by guys Body Armor. They got all sorts of athletes. They had Justin DJ. I saw him drinking Body Armor water. I don't know if they'll drop him after he dropped that lead. We'll find out. They also got Rizzo. They got Mike Trout. They got a bunch of guys. They also, we got the blueberry. There's another one in there that I like too. Oh, no, I like
tropical
the blueberry.
Tropical punch is yellow. That's kind of wild.
It's delicious.
When you usually think, I usually think of punch as red.
It's got some pineapple in it.
I am. Strawberry banana. And by the way, we're getting a lot and. We're getting tons of praise because they're seeing everybody tweet now that they're drinking the Body Armor, so thank you. We are going to put Gatorade out of business, which is fine by me, and then we get huge check and everyone wins. So if you're drinking your Body Armor, send it to us. I'd also like to say I am a total noodle. Like, I am a...
Yeah, you were noodly on Friday.
I am Noodle City.
The definition of noodle is sliding, though.
No,
but
it
you
isn't.
Can tell.
Yeah, no, no, no. I mean, like, during Club Dave days... Noodle was a whole other fucking scene.
Well, we went out late in the Hamptons, so that's why I'm Noodle. We went out late.
What's up with the glitter?
And then you did the sun.
Oh, I just got glitter bombed, actually.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for asking, Kevin.
Yeah, it's all over your...
Yeah, no, it's everywhere. I got glitter bombed.
Who did that?
I don't know.
Someone on the street?
It's happened to me.
They
mailed
it.
No, they send you a package.
Was it a Moskowitz?
Probably. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, honestly, I'll be much more alert, and I don't, like, who...
Yeah, no, I got glitter bombed once, like, a year ago, and I've gotten at least two since then. Just throw it right in the
trash. Yeah, and... Why, like, I honestly, glitter bombing me in my office is nothing.
Yeah, there's no cameras.
Well, it's not that. It's like, I don't care about cleaning it.
Right.
Like, if you glitter bomb me in my apartment, that's a problem.
Yeah.
Because then I got to clean it. Well, that's why I was going to say that, but I mean, now I'm on the lookout.
Yeah, now you know.
You can tell what it looks like.
Yeah, it's a cylinder with staples on the bottom.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be a little poster. It wasn't. It was glitter.
Yeah.
I got glitter bombed.
You actually need to have Tommy just open all your mail for you.
Maybe
it's almost
that.
Like the king who has everyone try the food.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, like a gladiator when that guy eats his food first.
And even if you think it's a glitter bomb, you have to open it, Tommy, in case it's not.
Right, because it could be something good.
Right, so everyone starts sending glitter bombs to Tommy.
SeatGeek, they are ticket people. Use the code RUNDOWN, you get $10 off your first ticket order. Baseball and concerts. We're in baseball concert phase of the year. Slow time of the year. SeatGeek, Rundown, $10 off your first ticket order. U.S. Open, we were referencing that. The Rundown was live there Thursday. We did Barstool Radio. Our guy Matt Parziali won the low am, tied for it. I thought we were going to get him to wear a hat in the ceremony, and they wouldn't let him. He actually texted me. He's like, sorry, I couldn't wear the hat. And I wrote back, I know you weren't allowed to wear the hat because nobody would willingly go on national TV with that type of hat head tan, which, I mean, he looked outrageous. So clearly he was like, no hats on you. And all the talk, obviously, was about the course. And I feel like we were almost in a position of defending the course because we were with...
I love the course.
Yeah, we were with the USGA.
Yeah.
And it's like they set the course, and it was every from Tyson DeChambeau to be like clown golf to... Trent Sky.
Zach Johnson. They lost the course.
They lost control of the course like it was an animal running away, like it got off its leash.
Crying.
Ian Poulter
is the worst person like alive.
Yeah, it's the craziest part is that we've learned in golf, like, yeah, okay, I understand the thought process that you don't want to reward or you don't want to like penalize good shots. I get that. But what it ended up coming down to was all the golfers just complained enough that they changed it and made it easier.
Yeah, they gave in. They capitulated. And it made no sense because even when they were complaining, it was like Dustin Johnson was in first.
Yeah.
The defending champ, by the way, who...
Great golfer.
Again,
if it was all scrubs and it really was just like up to the bounce of the ball, I can understand
right,
that.
Right, they finished plus
but,
eight.
You know, DJ wasn't complaining. He was out there at the lead of the pack. Like,
and they were round even. That's what you want for the U.S. Open. Brooks Koepka, again, the weird
Koepka.
I said this last year when he won the U.S. Open, but literally 2 years before he won it, I won a double date with him.
Mm-hmm.
He was kind of a dud, to be totally honest. I thought I was carrying the entire conversation.
Good-looking dude, though.
He is. Strong, built. Yeah. And in person, I was like, okay, he's okay. He
didn't want to be on a fucking double date with you because he's about to be a back-to-back U.S. Open winner?
Well, I don't think he knew that at that time, and let me say this. That could have been the reason.
I would imagine.
Whatever the reason was, he was.
If I was on a double date with you, I wouldn't be like trying to impress you.
Well, no, I don't think he was trying to impress me, but maybe the girl he was with. Like, I mean, I wasn't like I wasn't trying to impress him, but think I could tell. It's like, I'm killing this. He's a dud.
Think about the historical ramifications of a double date with the last three U.S. Open winners.
Yeah.
Wild.
It is. And who would have ever thought that when we saw history at Shinnecock, Tommy, not only would we have the U.S. Open champ, we'd have the Lo-Am in the same group.
Yeah.
What were the odds of that?
Wow. Yeah. Insane.
Yeah. Phil Mickelson. He just set the golf world on fire with this move that he did, which he putted, ran after it, hit it back. Then you get the technicalities, which is basically if you shoot the ball twice in one shot, it's a two-shot penalty. If you stop it or deflect it while it's moving, disqualified. A lot of back and forth on that. He did shoot it. It was a shooting motion. And the golf went nuts.
Oh.
I mean, nuts.
This is like a part of my take dream come
true. Dude,
this is
like... I mean, I was like getting high off of the takes.
That's a true injection into my veins.
The spirit of the game was broken.
I mean, for the kids.
Andy Norris said the kids. Rick Riley had the slippery slope. Like, he's like, now you're just going to go... All these, like, you know, bums are going to go out on their Saturday afternoon golf and just start whack-a-moling it. It's like, it was just insane. The whole thing was fantastic. Phil, by the way, we all agree, right? Like... He wasn't planning on doing that. He was just frustrated.
Of course.
Because the excuse he came was like...
That he said he knew the rule.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, he said he knew the rule and he's been waiting to use it to his advantage when
bullshit.
You're 10 over par. Like, no.
Dude. Because the rules, someone pointed out that if he had just called an unplayable, it's a one-stroke penalty and he gets to replay it.
So there was better
loopholes. Yeah.
Right, there's better loopholes.
My question... Clearly he was frustrated, no doubt about that. My question is whether he knew the differentiation between disqualification... Like, did he know he couldn't just stop it?
Right,
he had to shoot it like
right.
that. Because if he stopped it...
I don't think
he
knew any of that. I think he was frustrated.
Yeah, he was
I think after the fact,
off.
He was right. like, let me come up with something.
It was the most relatable moment I've ever watched in a golf...
Yeah, my mother was calling for him to be ejected. She takes that shit seriously.
What is wrong with the fucking... What is wrong with the golf world?
I mean,
how can you honestly sit there and talk about the children and talk about how you lost tremendous respect for
the course?
What are we talking about?
I saw some British guy on Fox broadcast the next day.
He was not enough contrition.
Yeah, he wasn't happy with the apology.
The best was at the end. He was like, I will not apologize because I'm British.
He made a complete mistake. In Britain, we would call him an ass, a silly ass. What worries me more is that he shows little contrition now. There's not much chastening. He doesn't look to me this morning as though he realizes quite what has happened and how he has offended so many people. And if my judgment is rather severe, then I'm British and I make no apologies for it.
Yeah.
Like that's where they invented golf. So you
can. Dude, I know Joe Buck has done this in the past, like with the Randy Moss thing, but like when you cover all, when you're a golf guy, like that British guy didn't surprise me. Joe Buck has seen it all in every type of sport for him to be like,
well,
like
he has
children.
He has to play. Because he has he's
to play. I don't think you have to go that
especially
far.
Especially with Fox.
The children?
Yeah,
golf. Children don't watch golf because of this.
But
what
he
about
has to
the
play
children?
To that.
I mean,
like,
they,
Twitter.
What if they do watch golf?
Twitter, like, pretty much said, like, this is ridiculous and we're getting upset about it. But you got to remember, Joe Buck is playing to the 50-year-old, 60-year-old dad sitting on his couch who is shocked, stunned, and disgusted by Phil Mickelson.
And.
Oh, like that exists, Kevin. That exists everywhere.
Clearly,
they're already like probably a little upset that Fox is the broadcast because they don't have Jim Nance. Jim Nance.
He would have like actually passed out.
No, oh. Jim Nance wouldn't have survived. He would have not survived.
Oh no.
He would have
Could you imagine if Vern was up out there
taking a private jet to like what's
Vern.
That cabin in like Masters and just like
Butler cabin.
Butler. He would have just gone directly from Shinnecock to Butler cabin and like slept for a month.
When I saw it, like I thought it was gonna be some Happy Gilmore shit where he like whacked it or something, like completely outlandish. I mean, I know this is the golf. This is what golf does, but this was. I think it was the dumbest sports coverage I've ever seen. Not exaggerating.
I do love that.
I don't think I've ever
seen
a bigger overreaction than that in my whole life.
Because if it was anyone else, I think they would have gotten disqualified. And they wouldn't have had, like, the defense wouldn't have been, the defense against how ridiculous it was, or like, you know, guys like what we're talking about right now wouldn't have been as vocal if it was just some no name. But the fact it was Phil, I mean, Phil's a people's golfer.
I feel like the rule is supposed to be if you like double hit it by accident, not like you run and
no,
like,
yeah,
hit
the
a
rule
shot,
is
like,
if your ball, it's like I was reading it, about, like I got really deep into it. It's like basically if the ball starts to move it, when you're in your backswing and then you swing through it, then that's what the rule is there for. So
interesting.
You're hitting a moving ball.
Made it interesting. Don't forget, by the way.
Made it great, by the way. That was like the most fun weekend of golf coverage.
Are we doing hashtag good for golf or bad for
golf? Oh, I think it was great for between Phil and the course and everyone crying about the course. It was full on drama.
Great for golf.
Yeah, but this made me dislike. I love the drama, but I was like, I'm genuinely over the golf community. If I wasn't already, I'm dead.
I remember I screwed up the DVR. I was watching the house. Somebody putt and it rolled past the green, and the announcer's like, you just, the golf course just can't embarrass people like this.
Yes.
Like they're like this.
Yeah,
it
made them look like fools. They're like, the golf course was set up to make us look like fools. I mean, that's great for golf.
But it's like,
it is kind of a weird scenario. Like imagine if like one day like a basketball hoop was just 15 feet and it was just like deal with it.
Yeah, but if everybody is like, they weren't all relative, like fools, like, oh, these are tough shots. So, and I'd rather like you want that. I mean, it was great the next day too when they're making runs, but hey, I played it, I didn't complain.
Not one complaint. 1,000 mulligans, not one complaint.
People 3, are still, you want to talk about the golf community, like that, I mean, Ian Poulter literally couldn't have put a tweet on a tee better than the one he did, like when he's like, what do we got, mulligans here?
Yeah.
And then I wrote him
and a bozo, which obviously, nothing to do with rigs, but crazy.
A sternly worded tweet I wrote back to him, and I get people just being like, there's no way mulligans weren't a factor in your score. Like, dead serious.
3,000 mulligans.
They're like, there's no way you shoot a 66 without the mulligans. Like people.
Well, actually,
literally,
we don't know.
I'd say that.
We don't know.
My company line is generally I played within the rules presented in front of me.
Yes.
Like, what do you want?
You play the course, man.
Yeah.
You
actually followed the rules better than Phil.
Yeah. I didn't break the rules.
Mm-hmm.
But to think somebody's sitting there that feels the need to type that, it's quite impressive.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go to this. So this clip, I don't know if we did this already 4 years ago, this entire cycle with the Moroccan World Cup coach.
I don't know if they were in it last time.
But this guy.
Tommy, did you get the topics before?
I got his name is Harv Renard.
Harv Renard.
How is this his second go around?
I'll be looking that up.
He is legitimately the best looking human I've ever seen.
I was going to pose this to you, him or Lundqvist.
I think he's better than Lundqvist.
Whoa.
Lundqvist
him,
is awesome.
Lundqvist, Mary Fuck Kill, him, Lundqvist, Jimmy Garoppolo.
I'm fucking this guy.
I'm going to put in Paige Branick's fiance. Now you're fucked.
Oh.
I'm fucking.
Oh.
You got after all the ragdoll talk.
I'm marrying Spiranek's husband.
Yeah, you can speak English to him.
Yeah, and I like every day in and day out. It would be like a ball. And then I'm fucking this Moroccan guy because that guy, and even he dresses like he's at a club at all times.
Yeah,
like the tight white
shirt. I think that's
shirt.
Just Morocco. Like,
yeah,
he's got the hookahs.
Right, is Morocco where Monaco is?
No,
I don't think so. Even close, right?
Monaco.
Monaco's France.
Yeah.
Monaco's
like
France,
this guy belongs in Monaco at all times. Like just
I feel like
riding motorcycles,
Morocco,
hair.
Morocco's
like
in Africa, right, Zah?
Yeah.
What a guy. Sergio, this is a funny clip. This the Saturday for the Boys stuff, a lot of times, like, all right, how many times can you see Saturday for the Boys? This may reinvigorate the franchise for me. Like, so Stooley's like, hey, Sergio, what are Saturdays for? And Sergio's is like, getting fucked in the ass. And the kid who asked it has a great, he's like, okay, all right.
Yeah.
Like, that made, like, the video. 8 seconds, just very funny.
Yes.
Change the slogan.
Yeah. Okay, let's all
on,
right.
Put that on a flag.
It was so, it came so quickly to him that's definitely what goes down at the Garcia house.
Yeah. Yeah.
On Saturdays.
Yeah, that's just like
that's,
a fact.
Hey, that's what, like, the slogan, it's whatever you want it to be. Right. Saturdays, it's up to you. You do whatever you want. You want to do a little drinking? You want to do a little ass fucking? It's up to you.
Good, bye.
Hey, Serge, what are Saturdays
good
for?
Okay.
All right.
Okay, all right. I like that.
Didn't expect that, but okay.
We got tonight, it's airing the Jimmy Kimmel versus Ted Cruz basketball game. I don't know if you could bet on this, but I don't.
If you could have. Yeah.
Whether it was a line at any point. But Cruz beat him. It's joke charity. I think this is a very bad look for Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, yeah.
He was the one running his mouth.
Yeah.
This was Loud Sean 2.0.
Yeah.
He was like making fun of how much of a slob he was. And then as I understand it, he like kind of beat him pretty handily.
No,
right?
11-9. It was 11-9.
No, but I heard that he was like breezed by him many times
really?
For like open layups.
And the game was supposed to be to 15, but it was 10.
Yeah, that's great.
That airs tonight. That'll be, like, I can't wait to
did
see
it.
Did
you see the warm-ups of Ted Cruz?
Oh, yeah. They didn't look
like,
great.
That's no, all he didn't like, look great, but I mean, he could, like, handle himself way more than I thought. I thought he was going to be like Ravel, where, like, he couldn't even, like, Ravel was just, like, throwing the ball in the air. Ted Cruz, like, had looked like he had played basketball when he was younger. Now he's, like, a fat guy, an old guy. But I was more impressed than I thought I would be.
His when he hit that layup in practice and his walk back and he was just
when he
like,
checked yeah, yeah, yeah. when he checked the ball and he like he like it was like a no look pass to check it.
Do you remember the Ravel brings it up when he played hot sauce and it was terrible. I actually when I saw him at the Bellamy, I chirped and like your shtick got away from you in that.
And
he was like I know.
He's
like I know. It's like overplayed I was getting pressured. It like he's like that was not a great performance.
It was way too over the top.
Yeah, and he knew it. You could tell when I said he's like fuck I know.
Have you been following the Ravel Daily Times?
No.
Okay. You should check
what
it
is
out.
That?
He does. He tweets
it's like a fake newspaper.
Fake newspaper cover after every big sport.
That's actually not a bad idea.
He uses like you know his Ravelisms.
Yeah.
And well, last night I called because after Brooks Koepka hit that bank shot, I was like, "This is definitely going to make the Ravel Daily Times," and it was the lead story on the Ravel.
I saw that. I saw your tweet of it. By the way, not to continually like. Toot my own horn, but I didn't have that advantage. Like normal golfers, you don't have a
back. Yeah, the grandstand wasn't there for you, was it?
No. If that grandstand's not there, he doesn't win the tournament.
Yeah.
Because he's in the heavy fescue. Yeah, absolutely.
I love Tommy Fleetwood's look, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, it just
he looks
like,
yeah, like the fifth member of Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, like Steel.
Surprised golf like even allowed that.
Yeah. That hair.
Have you gotten over your missed joke opportunity yet?
No.
That'll never. You should never get over that.
No, I won't. That of course happened. That was
he was so down. When I saw him.
I was devastated.
Yeah,
I won't do early
even
hits
know
it again.
That you like, I watched it without seeing your subsequent videos, like you being like, I can't believe I missed that. But I mean, that was the initial reaction. Like
I didn't hear
who
it.
Was watching.
I'm telling
was,
you, like, when we did that hit on Fox when the host called Riggs cross-eyed, we went through the thing. We got off. Our PR agency Lauren texted me. She goes, did the host call Riggs cross-eyed? I'm like, no. And then I just went. And watched it because people started like tweeting, oh my God, I called across. I'm like, what are people talking about? And I don't know what happened.
How did Riggs not even react?
No, just, Riggs knew.
Right, but he just kept it going.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I'm surprised that even he wouldn't be like,
but I mean, I'm not, it was are you so that shocked? I mean, the question wasn't about Dave.
Right. No, so, I mean, the girl had just said, you're so funny.
Yeah.
That's it. Dave was thinking about his own joke. Like, he was not being addressed. He was thinking about how funny he was, and he was like, oh, the story's no longer about me, whatever.
We had another moment like that.
I also think a big factor, I know this is like, not to make excuses, but if you watch it,
your head. What about your ears?
Like, yeah, but I was here. Like, the air was in my ears. God.
We had another moment like this.
Will Grimmer,
the amateur, came and did the radio on Friday, and Dave was sitting there looking at his phone, and someone was like, he came on set and was like, do you want a water? And Dave just goes, no, I'm all set. And then looked up and it was like, dude, none of us are talking to you right now.
I thought it was going to be the short comment.
Oh, which one?
You can tell that one.
Oh, yeah, that one was tough too for
you. Yeah, when he's like.
You were noodled though. You declared noodle early in the day.
I declared noodle before you. We're up at like 6:30 for that. I didn't have coffee. I didn't have shit.
I do agree with Dave on that part. Like morning hits. We're bloggers by like nature.
Yo,
our brains don't start working until 9 o'clock.
I don't care what time it is. When you got cockeyed Riggs on the set with you and someone says cross-eyed, you cannot miss
that's
that.
That's just so early.
I'll never have it back. And I am not like joking over. I was devastated.
You should
like,
be.
I was. Yeah.
I mean, the girls were the ones watching it, and they were like, you got to see this. And I, like, rolled my chair over, and I was looking at you, waiting for a reaction, and just nothing.
It was so bad, both Riggs' parents texted him independently, being like, what's wrong with Dave? Yeah. How'd he miss that?
All he had to do, too, like, it was the lowest bar. All he had to do was laugh.
Just a giggle. Just
yeah,
like,
just a, like
done.
I know I would have said. I would have said, well, he is cross-eyed.
Yeah.
But I never heard it.
Now, and also, by the way, that's just terrible hosting by that guy to like talk to your guest who has those eyes. And say
we might need to do like a Costanza like second chance jerk.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, or like a Tosh Webb redemption.
But I'll never
get back on set.
Highlights right sort of thing. We'll put up the green screen.
What would
Dave
have said?
I'll never get that back.
Never. You'll be chasing that for the rest of your.
You'll
life.
You'll be in the shower every morning for the rest of your life, going, "Well, he is crushed."
I mean, I was devastated.
It needs to be like the second line in your obituary.
I had Portnoy, the pizza guy who missed the rig.
Fox News, a girl from Fox News came over and like apologized to me about the we had a like miscommunication. She's like, I'm so sorry about that. I'm like, I know. She was apologizing for the whole thing, and I was apologizing for me not making fun of it. It was like a total disconnect.
That's so good. That's so good.
The last one. This, I don't know what's going on here. So Wayne Gretzky. Oh, here he is.
Here he is.
And Wayne Gretzky doesn't talk really at all.
No, he said maybe three words his entire career.
Most know him just as the guy who took a nap that Nate like woke up furiously being like, what are you doing?
Is he actually in there?
Oh.
Like, seriously? What are you doing?
I'm taking a little nap. What's the issue?
You being serious?
Yeah, I was taking a little one.
At work, when people are working, you just come in here and sleep?
I was taking like a 2-minute nap.
Is that what you do when you go to work?
I'm waiting here until the cleaning crew comes.
So what you do is you take naps when you go to work. So when they're all working, you just come in here and take naps, and that's acceptable?
No, this is the first time I've ever done this.
What if it's like they just came in and decided I don't want to work today?
I'm here, I'm waiting for the cleaning crew.
This is insane. This is insanity.
It's a wild move, man.
Nate really feels some type of way about it. He feels
He slept in 4 years, and he's sleeping his second week on the job.
Well, I just came in this morning, I had to sleep in here late at night, son.
Like, this is a place where people work! This is crazy!
Wow. Wow, move by Nate.
Get the dog on him.
It's like 9,000 working, but today in turn on his second week, he's just taking a nap. Fucking crazy.
Taking money out of your pocket, baby.
Out of my pocket! You were
so
fucking stupid!
Yeah. So,
summer spider monkey.
In the Hamptons, we were in the Hamptons. We were going to a club, and this video, I saw it. It was stunning. Like, I didn't know what to make of it. I watched it, I showed it to everybody. Nobody knew what to make of it. I don't know. I still don't know what to make of it. He's on the thing. I had people ask whether it's real, whether it's fake. I know it's real.
Yeah, definitely not satirical.
It's real, which is quite stunning.
The song is a heater.
Is it?
Yeah.
You said that.
I personally don't like the video.
Roan endorsed it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Buddha Ben said that I could get on a track with Roan if I let Roan give me a face.
This is like the kid on Idol. What did Tyler O'Day say about it?
But Roan's a legitimate, like,
hip-hop. No, Roan counts.
Yeah, so Roan definitely counts. Ken Marco said it was hot.
I don't quite get
McAfee
the video.
McAfee said it was hot.
I personally, the video didn't do it for me, but what, the song is a banger.
You have these moves, like, there was no words for, like, the like first, like, 20 seconds, and then it's like, you said hello to your boys for, like, 30 minutes. It's like,
well, you gotta shout out the boys.
I mean,
but it was like a full, it was like a
there was chapter. There's a different concept for the video.
Yeah.
There's a different concept like for the video, but then it started raining, so we kind of just had to make do and do it in the garage. So it was a little,
mortar. That was my favorite part about the video. It was like, at any moment, mom could come home and be like, what are you guys doing?
Or like the video would like cut to what they were taping over. You know what I mean? Like it was just an old, a home video tape. Right. I don't know about the video. The song is a heater. Like, K. Marco sent the song to me and Feidelberg, and we both kind of had the same reaction where we were like, well, this is a good song.
Oh, I didn't have that reaction. No.
So was there a point in your life when you thought this was going to be your future?
You're saying rapping?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I'm that bad at it. It's something to do on the side. It's fun. And I was kind of
definitely need a new one. We need another jet ski track.
Oh, there'll be another one this Friday.
Oh, I don't think you make one
this
track
this Friday,
like
you said?
That.
Yeah, I'll drop one every Friday for the rest of the summer, probably. I got like 15 or 20 unreleased.
Fridays?
Yeah, we'll do like Fridays.
I'm into that.
I'm very into it.
It's crazy, man.
I've been kind of low-key about it since the whole nap thing. Didn't
Can you open for Pop Punk?
I could definitely open for Pop Punk.
Okay, might have to do that. Give Jet Ski one shot.
Yo, the song, song goes. I don't know about the video.
I don't know about that.
It definitely goes.
I'm going to re-listen. I didn't get that. I mean,
it'll be on Apple Music
Tuesday. Like Post Malone.
There's like a review process. I put it out on SoundCloud.
Post Malone puts that. Well, Post Malone can put out anything. It's not really
that song would, if it was like a name that we know, it would play.
Hell yeah.
Okay, I don't know.
The people that we bring in this place.
Have you seen Tyler? And the other side of the spectrum, Tyler O'Day is singing like
David Bowie.
Acapella David Bowie.
He was singing. Like, he has a SoundCloud. of, is he here? Where is he?
And that's, I love Bowie it. Songs. I fucking love it.
It's another one. It's like, I don't think this is serious, but Frankie is like, no, it's dead serious.
And Tommy Smokes was like, usually he's pretty good. Like this one, maybe not so much, but usually he's pretty good.
What?
Usually pretty good. What? Like singing covers? Like he sings other people's songs, or he has his own songs? He's got a good voice.
He used to.
I love this. I mean, we just have the craziest weirdos. The musical, that walk in this door. I love it.
The musical performers of Arsenal.
Incubator for all kinds of talent.
You got the
Tyler O'Day, also a marathon runner.
You got some pipes?
Why'd you dress down today?
It's hot.
Those are okay. Tight, man. What do we got?
Your shorts like grab you around the thighs.
This is my best asset.
Your thighs?
Thighs, very good.
Can you sing the Bowie right now?
Right now, I mean, it's like a low-key song.
So just do it.
Oh boy, put him right on the spot. That's like telling a comedian, like tell a joke.
Come out here. Get behind us.
Well, no, not if you sing.
I will be king. And you. You will be queen. Though nothing will keep us together.
He's got a good voice.
We can be heroes. Just for one day.
That's pretty good.
I'll send him to Hollywood.
Yeah, out of nowhere. Nope. Didn't get to massage his larynx.
You know how,
can
like,
we get jet ski,
you know how the
Kyle
U.S.
O'Day?
Opens, like, we lost control of the golf course.
Yeah, we've lost control
we've
of
We've lost control of, like, Barstool, yeah.
Of Barstool?
People are, like,
long time.
We have
albums,
spun way
like,
out of control.
Like, acapella versions since we've lost the course. We've lost the course.
Yes. Absolutely.
You can't have the Barstool making fun of it. You can't have him making a mockery like this.
Yeah, I mean...
This is your company, Dave.
I don't know whether it's like real or fake. Like he's singing, that's very real. He has his own channel of singing.
But isn't this like Bowie. Wouldn't this be like the perfect Barstool? Like we need another
Jenna
Marbles
like
out of nowhere. Be like someone who like is an intern or has a job doing the Viceroy stuff. Then boom, next thing you know, he's fucking platinum. He's gone.
You wanted this, man. You wanted this funhouse.
It's great.
It's crazy.
You built this.
This is your dream.
You wanted the Howard Stern Whack Pack. You got it.
I don't know if when you actually dreamed it, you thought of Tyler O'Day singing David Bowie,
well,
but this is your dream.
I have nothing to do with, like, you know, yeah.
That's a Gaz production, right?
Tyler O'Day is a Gaz, yeah.
And Jet Ski's a Brett production.
Yeah, OMB. That's how it happens. It's like when Weird Haircut Seth hired Hank. It's like,
yeah, you get
it's
the
always
people
two separate. Yeah, yeah, separation gets weird.
Yeah.
All right. That's, and I don't know, we want to talk World Cup at all? I don't.
No.
I thought Mexico won the whole thing. Like their reaction.
It was the biggest win in the history of Mexico.
It really means nothing, right?
Well, it means something.
Something. Might, yeah. I thought they won the whole thing.
Yeah. That video of the old grandmother.
Doing the.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
Yeah, that was good. Liz is trying to sell Viva La Mexico, like, stool and stars with Mexico flags.
It's like Landon Donovan.
I was like, I don't think anyone's buying those.
Landon Donovan got in a lot of heat because he did it.
My other team?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He should have just been like, yeah, it was an ad. People were very upset at him.
All right. That's the rundown.
You all right, Tommy?
10% off on our merch.
Oh, yeah. Merch.
And last day to get it before 4th of July.
4th of July, all the shit we got on sale, 10% off. If you buy today, you get it by the 4th of July. That's the last guarantee. If you buy it tomorrow, we can't guarantee it.